Back out at the 42nd annual Gifford State Bank Christmas Craft Show, Gordyville, USA, going on until 5 p.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, and I've stumbled across Rule Girls, Custom Tumblers, and More out of Paxton, Katie and Hannah Foster. I got Katie with me here. Katie, how we doing?
We're doing great today. How are you?
Doing very, very well, and tell us what your business is.
Our booth is Rule Girls. Our primary product that we sell is custom powder-coated tumblers. So our main customer focus is agriculture. So we have a lot of tractor-style cups. A design that's pretty exclusive to us is what we call our grill cups. So if you're familiar with antique tractors, we'll take something like an 806 or an Oliver or something. We put the grill pattern on one side and its decal on the other. We have what we call the restored version or a distressed version. They're in their work clothes. That's our main product. We do have a variety of other things. Vinyl bags. We have Christmas ornaments right now. Again, a lot of agricultural themed ones. And some. So we just love doing the craft show.
For all those folks that want those nice tumblers for the holidays, and tumblers are a popular thing right now, lots of folks getting them, but you have some unique ones. Tell us about those.
Yes, you're right. There are a lot of tumblers out there on the market, but we like to think that we're a little unique and different in what we have available. Again, they're all custom powder coated, so they come a plain stainless steel cup, and we do all the work to put all the design together. We work with our customers to do custom designs if they like, but we do have some different things that we have in stock. Today, we have different animal cups. Those are pretty popular, as well as our tractor cups. They appeal to men and women, young and old. We have a good variety. Our tractor cups are pretty popular, the grill styles. So we got a lot here available. We have a bit of vintage stuff as well, some different vinyl items, bags and shirts and things. So come check it out.
Well, let's talk about some of that vintage stuff, because that is the trend right now. No matter what walk of life you come from, whether you're rural, whether you're urban, everybody loves the throwback stuff. Everybody likes that heritage stuff from whenever they were a kid, or maybe pictures that grandma had. You know, if you're going to be with family, you're always looking for that conversation piece here. And I see the one thing that really stands out over here is you have one of the old metal ironing boards, like the children's play ironing boards. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. It's just something we picked up at an auction. We love the vintage stuff too. Growing up on a small farm, and you love going to grandma's, visiting her at the farm, like you said. So yeah, it's just a cute little vintage item, kids play ironing board, but it's that kind of classic enamel metal look that's pretty popular right now. So
well, and the nice thing about going to a craft show like this, and what I think a lot of the folks like you are doing, is there was a trend with antique stores for a long time where folks were looking for antiques, but then they go to the store and it's like, it's plates. It's collections of dinnerware, and it's difficult to shop at some of those places sometimes because you get lost trying to find what you're looking for. I think what you're doing is something a little more curated. It's a little bit more geared towards a specific thing to find, and I like what you're doing here. You also have this electric motors, this Century Electric Motors stand over here, which kind of adds a little bit of flair to it, and you've got some items there too. Tell us about those.
Right, that's just added ambiance. We love, hence our name Rule Girls. We got kind of that country feel to our style as far as our booth and the products we sell. Yeah, that's a unique stand that we came across again at an auction. We love visiting the auctions. And it's just a fun stand on it. We have some different Pyrex, so again, that vintage ware, some of that, some Christmas-related items, the vintage Christmas. You're right, that's pretty popular. There's a lot of remakes out there, which is fun. You don't have to worry about breaking those. So we have a little bit of that, but we have some of the originals as well, shiny, bright ornaments, if anybody's familiar with those, as well as a fun Santa sign that we're pretty sure is circa 1970s. So some would consider that retro, some not so much, depending on your age.
Well, and it's all in who you talk to and all the demand for it. So tell us a little bit about the background here, how long you've been doing this and where you're set up the other 11 and a half months of the year and where you want to go with it.
Sure. We got started in 2018, I think it was. And just we've always been crafty people, love making things, designing things. Rule Girls kind of started out with Hannah creating and designing a grill diaper bag for our nephew when he was born, and everybody thought that was cool. It was a Farmall Cub design, and they're like, you should try making this and selling it. And we focused on the cups side of it. That's been pretty popular for us. We do visit different tractor shows throughout the year. That's our main show base. So if anybody's familiar with Penfield, we go to that every year. Half Century Progress when it's in town every other year. And we also have Facebook and a website. So rulegirlscustomcreations.com is where you can find things online.
Very good. So a lot of folks in our crowd probably do know you and know that you'll be out here to check this out. Before we wrap up with you, Katie, anything that is maybe unique to what you have this weekend, maybe that you don't normally have? I mean, obviously the holiday stuff is here, but is there something new that you're pretty excited about and think other folks will be excited about as well?
Sure. We do have, again, Christmas-related items. We did some vintage-inspired Christmas tumblers, so that's going to be a little different this year for us. Also, a newer item is we have some lure cups. They're cups that look like a fishing lure. We hand painted the color schemes on there. And then we also have for the ladies something unique and different. We have vintage earrings. So they're shiny bright style ornaments that they're vintage. They date back to, we're thinking about the 50s, 60s, little mini ornaments that we turned into earrings. So that's a unique item, yeah.
Very nice. Come check them out. Rule Girls Custom Tumblers and more. You can check them out online, rulegirlscustomcreations.com, all one word. They are located on the west side of the building, kind of on the inner aisle, so to speak. Look for the chimney with the Santa peeking out of it. Kind of a, just so many really cool, nice things here to check out. Katie Foster, thanks for spending time with us.
Oh, thank you. You have a great day.
You as well. We'll have more reports coming up from the 42nd annual Gifford State Bank Craft Show, Gordyville, USA. $1 to get in, donation at the door, but lots and lots of items to be had. Could be sitting under your tree before this is all said and done. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.